This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He's just this kind, gentle, engineer. And so he gives you in your ear, you're right. And there's just not a lot of in my life, right? I'm just used to, go!
Go, hurry up!
Yeah. So if you did say it, man, I didn't hear you. Anyway, we are live. At that point, hope. Todd can hear me. Todd can hear me. Right. Todd can hear me.
What?
Right, Todd?
What? I can one?
Don't even start with
what? It's the big day. This is what it's all led up to today.
What is the big day? Today's the big day. What's happening today? You know what the biggest part of the day is?
What's the biggest part of the day?
Today is what, Todd?
Flag Day.
Thank you. Manny, what do you think the biggest part of the day is?
All the flags that we're going to see.
I hope so. I mean, today is Flag Day, folks. And yes, it's Election Day. We're not going to spend a lot of time talking about Election Day today. As a matter of fact, other than answering questions about, you know, where do I vote? But, you know, no electioneering, no politicking, no. We could. I mean, we have free speech rights, and you do too. And, you know, if you want to talk to it, folks about it, it's great. I had just a neat conversation last night with a gentleman who called. I happened to answer the phone in the studio, and he said, I need to talk to Scott Hannon. I said, well, I think I can arrange that. You're talking to him. What can I do for you? He said, I'm about ready to rip up my ballot. I said, well, I wouldn't do that. Why? I'm confused about a couple of these city commission and school board races. Who's who? And so it was just darling. It was wonderful. And, you know, people are so serious about what all of us have done or going to do today. And that is vote. And I'm glad you are. I think it's one of the great things about us as Americans, for the most part. Midwesterners, for sure. I worry sometimes, you know, about what people are voting for these days when there's more takers than makers. If it's a vote about, I need more stuff. I need people to take care of me. I need the safety net to be stronger. You know, you worry a little bit about the metal compared to where our founders were at. But that's the beauty of the system. Everybody gets to decide what side they're on, what view they have. And go and vote. So do it today, and we're going to give you the space to do it without suggesting one way or another or letting a candidate on or any of that. I mean, it's just off limits today. We don't do it. And I've never done it. I never have. I remember a few races back in my Grand Forks days. I think it took us three times to get the Alera Center passed, and I remember a few of those votes were the day of. I was like, folks, if this isn't the time, I don't know what will be, and, you know, people would get mad and I said, well, that's my free speech right. And I learned a lesson then to say, you know what, lay it on the battlefield up until Election Day. And then, and we haven't really advocated. I mean, it's a Republican primary. So we've been trying to have both sides on. I mean, everybody that is on one side or the other thinks you're on the other side, you know, and I guess if they're both saying it, that's okay. And they have. So anyway, that's gone. That's in the rearview mirror. Tomorrow, obviously. Tonight, yes, coverage. We'll have it for you. And for our listeners on 1460 and 1090, if you tune in 550 or 1100, wherever you're listening, we will have election night coverage. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, and in the Fargo, John Trandum will anchor our coverage. And then Steve Hallstrom is going to be at the Burgum campaign headquarters in downtown Fargo. I'll be at the Bismarck Country Club at the Wayne Stengem Republic election headquarters, which is the Republican Party gathering tonight in Bismarck. So looking forward to that as well. Have the coverage starting at 7 o'clock. I'll also be on 6:30 Point of View tonight. And if you are craving election coverage, there's plenty of places to find it. I just was asked to post the last two appearances of Wayne Stengem and Doug Burgum on Point of View, a show that Chris Berg does out of KX4 on the eastern end of North Dakota, western Minnesota. And so I have, in fact, Manny, that reminds me, We have posted one of those. We need to post the other before the end of the show. Also, if you go to our Facebook page, you'll find our debate from Friday. The video of that is still there. So there's still material out there. But today on the show, I just prefer, if you don't mind, that we don't go there. Right? I really don't want to talk about anything to do with the campaigns or anything to do with the candidates on any of the races. And there's a lot of some heated Fargo City Commission races. I guess those haven't been as heated. I think they've been heated in Bismarck.
Oh, yeah.
Those heated, isn't it, Todd?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so many. There's 11 in Fargo. 11 city commission candidates for two spots. You know, so you got a ton of candidates kind of hard to see, sift through. And that one really hasn't been heated, but Bismarck has gotten, I think, a little nasty. And you know what? That's okay, too. I don't like nasty, and I don't like, when people say, oh, it's such a negative campaign. Well, negative to who? Right? I mean, if I'm upset with things that have been done by the current group of people that run things, in this case the Bismarck City Commission, and I point it out and say, I don't like that, I don't like how you voted, I think it's a taxpayer giveaway, it's negative to you, but it's not negative to me, it's just what I feel, right? So, you know, I mean, what I hope we avoid is, he's a liar, you know, he's a scoundrel. I mean, that's really...
I'm glad to see people get involved, because, you know, a lot of times you do see apathy, and, well, this wasn't one of those times.
No, I couldn't agree anymore. I really couldn't. I think and there's been a lot of that. I mean, I think there's a lot of new people in this process, in this gubernatorial race. We've never seen anything like this. Now, I imagine, Wayne Stent, Doug Burgum, and their supporters have had a lot of sleepless nights, and that's part of the game. Wayne Stengem has never, the guy's been elected, I think, five times. So tonight's his sixth election. He's been on a statewide ballot. I think that's the number. And, there's never been a race like this. But he's been in the game a long time. He's been in legislative races, and but this is a different ballgame. And same thing with Doug Burgum. Doug Burgum was in the business world, right? They both had sleepless nights. They both, tossed and turned and see a lot of, in their view, negativity directed at each other, and a lot of things they don't like. Understandable for candidates, right? I totally get it. But I have, as an election watcher, a great deal of, gratitude's the word. I think maybe it is that people care enough to engage in these things, whether you agree with them or disagree with them. And we all get a little snooty at times when we think we're right and try and slap somebody down. Social media is in some ways the worst thing that ever happened to politics, in other ways the best thing, because you can communicate so much more widely. That's a good thing. But it allows a lot of self-proclaimed experts to act really nasty. I mean, I have the view that when you have a phone in your hand and your thumbs are going, or a keyboard in front of you and your fingers are pecking away, you know, the filter is gone, right? The filter, and I'm as guilty as anybody on this. The filter is gone. You just kind of say what I like it, because my first initial blush is out there. I thought that through this Orlando tragedy, which we've really not spent enough time talking about, and I want to today. We have the great Ralph Peters on the program. You watch him on the Fox News Channel, incredible author, great military analyst, and a dedicated retired member of our military. But Ralph's going to be here to help us sort all this out for us. We're going to do a little diversion and talk about ways to make kids with disabilities have a better summer, which I think is so awesome. And that's just a diversion from all the noise. But in between all that, I really want to spend some time getting your gut feeling on Orlando. I think some of this was about ISIS-hating gays will go away, because we've learned now that actually the attacker was gay and had been at this place a lot of times. So this isn't about the quote-unquote gay lifestyle. This, as I said yesterday, is about hate and terror directed at Americans. Not gay Americans, not Hispanic Americans, Black Americans, White Americans. Terrorism against us, an attack against us. Keep it what it is. We get so goofy. And one of the reasons we're in this mess is because of that. I heard a military analyst today, I don't even know who it was on Fox and Friends earlier today, say something to the effect of the biggest threat to our national security right now is political correctness. Folks, think about that. He said, here's the quote, political correctness is our biggest weakness in national security. And what we know about this attacker in Orlando is what? He was on the FBI watch list. His boss didn't want to fire him, told the other people, he said, this guy's nuts, he's got to go and we need to report him. I'm paraphrasing all this, but this is the gist of it. I don't want to go there. I don't want some lawsuit because we fired a guy and he was Muslim. And, you know, I just don't want to go there. Maybe they report him. Maybe he's caught. How about Hassan, Fort Hood shooter? Totally political correctness. Had access he shouldn't have because nobody wanted to be. And how about the neighbors of the San Bernardino shooters? And by the way, it's not about guns either. It was knives that led the attack in Paris. Stop this insanity. Get to the root of the problem. And by the way, this, and I don't want to make this political, but this is why Donald Trump is receiving as much support as he has, because he just cuts through it. And he says, make America great again. What does he mean by that? I hear in that, stop using political correctness as your filter on whether or not to take on a problem and what to say about it. That's not what made America great. So, that's a little bit of my view. I do want yours. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Let's talk about it right now here.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Please vote on June 14th. Hi, Tom Ferrara with the North Dakota Family Alliance, encouraging you to cast your vote during the June primary. Not only is it a civic duty, it's an honor and a privilege. Before you vote, ask the candidates where they stand on life, marriage, and our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Remember, your vote is important. Make sure those receiving your vote share your values. And once again, the North Dakota Family Alliance encourages you to vote your values on June 14th.
I found it. A way to get the family together, keep them together, and have great conversations. It works every time. It's the Hot Springs Spa. And Vince, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables Tools here, and tell us how that works. Vince, tell me.
It's because hot water is truly magic. We know this. You're better below the water. And because of that, you're better above the water, meaning mentally, and beyond the water. You truly are a better husband, better wife, better family member, better at everything you do, because hot water does a lot of things to the body. The body comes alive. You think better. Matter of fact, I used to tell kids that, hey, buy a hot tub, wink, wink, you'll get better grades. But we know this now, that hot water improves your cognitive thinking. And it's just magic what it does for the body. If you think about this, we're 80% water. Our first 9 months of our life, we were in water. And today we recover 25 times faster in hot water than we do on dry land. So a lot of great benefits coming out of this.
How much do spas cost, Vince?
$29.95 up to, you know, on up. So it just depends what you're looking for. You don't have to spend a lot to have a great experience owning hot water.
This is a good man, folks. He's my neighbor. You can trust him. Get your Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, today. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, on South Washington Grand Forks, 13th Avenue Southwest Fargo, and in the Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Doc, you missed something today. It's huge. Today is Donald Trump's birthday.
Okay.
It's huge.
Yeah. But by the way, today, July 14th, being Election Day, and being Donald Trump's birthday.
And the Flag Day, so it's a trifecta.
I was about to get there.
Sorry.
Take Donald Trump's birthday. Take Election Day and take Flag Day. Do we have a little, signal here, a little sign, or is that just? I had already connected the Election Day Flag Day thing, the Donald Trump thing. Until this caller came, I had no idea. I want to know, in all seriousness, what Flag Day means to you. When you see that flag, what does it mean to you? I am a softie when it comes to the flag. Mostly because of it just says America. It just screams America to me. And if I really, we have one in our backyard. We have it lit up at night. And I'll sit in the backyard sometimes, just, you know, kids off somewhere and my wife grabbing something, just quiet, you know, all by myself sitting back there. The flag is tossing in the wind. Now, can you imagine being at Iwo Jima and you're hosting that up? After you hoist it up, you look up and it waves and you think of what you just accomplished under that flag. You know, you think of Normandy, those beaches. The dust settled from that awful, awful event in our history to defend freedom. Somebody pop a flag on the beach and look at it to say, this is why they died. You know? It just is. I know it's going to sound like I'm whining, but I wish there were more people that just understood the enormity of it. I think we get it by and large, right? Star Spangled Banner, national anthem in a game, you're going to stand up, you're going to take your hat off, some event. You know, always with veterans, there's generally a color guard, and, you know, you take a little. I love that about Ralph Engelstad Arena and how well they do the Star Spangled Banner and bring the color guard out, because even, you know, you've been going all day, all weekend, you know, you're ready for a game, you want to tear somebody's head off and beat the Gophers or whatever, and then that just sort of puts you in a place to say, okay, thank you, perspective, and think about it a little bit, and listen to the words. But I don't know, do we do it enough? Probably don't do anything enough. I don't know. I don't want to whine about it, but I would love to see more flags. I really would. We had a call yesterday about a flag at Optimus Park, North Bismarck. I loved it. You know, the call was, this flag is in such awful shape, and it's locked. I can't take it down, and will somebody fix it? I never did hear from anybody on that, but I'd love to know if that situation. I hope it did for Flag Day. If it didn't, I'll do it myself later this afternoon between the Energy Matters and election coverage, you know. My gosh. All right, let's get to the phones here. Anything on your mind is welcome. 800-228-0550. We're brought to you today by North Dakota Oil Can, the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest, free and open to the public. This doesn't cost you a penny, and you'll eat like a king. There's great barbecue, actually, that a number of companies that do work in the oil and gas industry, largely, you know, they're having a cook-off and a little contest to do the best barbecue. So they're, the drinks, non-alcoholic drinks, it's family fun. It really is. And some of the best barbecue available in Western North Dakota. Educational sessions on what's going on in the industry. These are so good. It'll be Mandaree July 19th, Stanley July 21. Take the day off. Bring the family. Take this in to one or the other. Also, the Oil Can Fishing Derby is on July 20th at Newtown at Four Bears Casino Marina. That's a lot of fun, too. They're on my calendar. The Republican National Convention in Cleveland is that week, and it's also on my calendar, so I've got to decide this week what the heck I'm going to do, but I don't like mixing Cookfest, I'm telling you that. Mike in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, beautiful rainy morning here. Love it. This deal, when I was listening to Hillary Clinton yesterday, how she said that everybody should come together and be united, well, sure, we should. But on just about every other issue that's a tragic event like what happened in Orlando, the Democrats are somehow pinning this onto Republicans, like that case in Arizona where all of a sudden it was Sarah Palin's fault because she had a target up. And I don't know. It just kind of bothers me how every crisis that comes up, somehow it's Republicans' fault in gun control and legislature like that. Do you got any comment on that?
I do. I think actually we all do it. I think it's kind of human nature. I do tend to believe that the Democrats are better at this, right? I mean, they don't want any. I mean, there's Democratic congressional campaigns right now that are using Orlando and the tragedy for fundraising. See, we need more gun control. Send me money and I'll be able to win and get gun control. That's the sickest thing in the world. And, you know, to the extent Republicans do it, I haven't seen specific examples in this case. I don't like it. I do think Donald Trump, I like Donald Trump. I would not have early on said, this is exactly what I was talking about when I said we need to ban Muslims. I don't know that I'd go there and remind people how great I am before you just sort of sort it all out. Now, I very early in this said, look, this isn't about guns. It isn't about gays. It isn't about Islamophobia. It's about an attack on America. And I actually said, I think it's why we need Donald Trump as president, because he'll fight this stuff. So I guess I was doing a little bit of it. I think you just, you tend to do it. It's kind of human nature. You're mad it happened and you want to, you know, immediately put forward what you think will fix it. And, you know, it's just us. It's just what we do, Mike. You know, I mean, well, Hillary Clinton's ridiculous. I saw a contrast. You know, she never would say Islamic radical terrorism. She wouldn't say it. And she just said, because when you say it, you're saying it about a religion, and I don't like putting a religion in it. Well, guess what she's saying now, because she wants to be president. She can't say it enough in sound bites. Islamic, radical terrorism! You know, I mean, make me puke. There's nothing worse in this world than somebody who takes a stand one way because, it offends people, and then, boy, I really want to be president, so I'm going to say it now. So I don't disagree with you on Hillary Clinton. I think we just need to call it out when we see it.
Well, I agree absolutely about what you just said. Now she can say it and say it and say it and say it, yet her boss won't say it.
No, I know. And, I love it. I mean, that's just unforgivable. But see, I give him more credit than I give her. At least he is being consistent. It's consistently stupid, but it's consistent in this case, right? I mean, at least he's has a set of principles, which in my mind are far more worried about offending Islam than defending this country, for crying out loud. It drives me crazy, but, you know, this too shall pass. Look at the calendar. He's almost done, right?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'd like to see that wall in Mexico about 100 stories high, and you keep these other people out of the country that are coming from Africa and coming from Syria. And look at the problems those people are creating in Europe already, those refugees.
You know, I'm not convinced a wall would fix everything. But I think the fortitude to build the wall, to let people know you mean business. I was arguing with my sister about this on Facebook this morning. You know, she said, what's up, Donald Trump? He hates China. He hates Mexico. He doesn't hate them. He hates either one of them. What he hates about Mexico is they want us to be their social service agency. What he hates about China is they manipulate our currency. And guess what? When he says he's mad about it and takes it on, what are the chances it'll improve? You know, I mean, that's what he hates. So yeah, I'm with you, Mike. I appreciate the call. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is sizzle. Almost as good as that bacon. Call us at 800-228-0550. We're going to go to New Salem. Check on Sue. With Shane coming up. Going to go to West Fargo, North Dakota's fastest growing city. Or is Watford City? I forget which, but they're both booming. Coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Reminds me of Red Skelton, Pledge of Allegiance to the Flag. It was so, it's unbelievable the words come out of his mouth, what it means, the feeling. Everybody in the world except us in the United States want to be here and live. I feel very fortunate to be here. I feel very proud. So that's what it means to me, guys. Have a good day.
No, that's awesome. We'll play that. Can we round that up, Rev? Be nice to have it. We actually should just plan on that on Flag Day, on Veterans Day, on July 4th, because...
Already have Red Skelton. I've got that for you.
Yeah. Our listeners often ask for it. So if you haven't heard it, just get ready for it. We'll play it before the end of the hour. It's fabulous. It's really, really good. Here's another Facebook comment on Flag Day means to me it's James Patrick's birthday. Now, there is a diehard Sioux hockey fan. James Patrick was a Winnipeg native, played for the University of North Dakota, went on to have a great pro career, and now I think he's a coach somewhere. But oh, that's funny. A little humor in our day, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I must have prompted that with my Sioux hockey comment earlier, talking about the Star-Spangled Banner. But whatever it is to you, I'd really love to hear it today, because I think the more we talk about what the flag means to us, the more people will hear that and start saying, what does it mean to me? Even if it doesn't today mean anything to them other than, yeah, I get it. It's, you know, it is what it is. I'd love to have you share. I went first. I said mine was looking at that flag and imagining being at Iwo Jima. Tom Clifford, the former president of the University of North Dakota, Langdon native, came off the farm. Dad dropped him off at UND. Said, there you go, kid. Ends up being the president for 20-some years of the University of North Dakota. One of the great legends in higher education the state has ever known and possibly this country has ever known. And one of the great honors of my life was knowing him and knowing him very, very well. His wife, Gail, and stepson, Tommy Canville, among my good friends to this day. And Tom Clifford, President Clifford, was at Iwo Jima. He was a Marine. Like him, Earl Strindon, a Marine as well. I think of people like that and their sacrifice. I really do. I think of the Honor Flight veterans. I do. I can't. Flag Day, I think all those Honor Flight veterans I was so blessed to be on a trip with to take them to Washington, D.C. Gosh, ask Kevin Craver sometime what that means to he and I and so many others that were part of that effort. Just incredible. It really, really is. It is. So I think of them on this day. Back to the phones here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. We said we'd check in on New Salem Sioux, and Shane's going to Join us next. How's she doing?
Doing all right. Excuse me. Doing all right. I was
still there.
You know what? Yep. Can you hear me?
Yep. Got you loud and clear. Yep.
All right. They you know when the stuff in Orlando started to unfold, even before that, I've been watching a lot of things about Islam and especially how they treat their women and I was like, man, why would you treat women? You know, because there's a lot of good looking ladies over there. You know, to be covering them up and treating them the way they treat them. And again, this is just, you know, I'm not getting into any conversation with anybody. I'm just watching it. And I was like, you know, I bet the religion had more to do with some sort of sexual overtones than it did to have to do with any kind of religious overtones. And the more that these things occur, I forget who it was, but he actually made the comment as well that the guy being from Afghanistan and stuff like that, that Afghanistan was the worst kept secret was that Afghanistan in the gay Muslim world is like what San Francisco would be to the United States, you know, I don't want to beat up the homosexual movement or anything like that, but I thought the whole thing was way too contrived. And as it turns out, I bet this was more of a gay thing more than probably a terrorist thing. You know,
yeah, let's just be clear here. I think what you're saying is by gay thing, you mean he wasn't there to shoot people because of their lifestyle, because he obviously had the same lifestyle we now learned. And my understanding is at least three people in the club he had dated previously. There's another news report I saw. Is that what you mean?
Exactly. You know, there's a lot of reaction. You know, I would listen to other people and they would say, the homosexual people that are homosexual, I got friends that are gay, and I ain't trying to wash that away by saying that. And I told, you know, this is going to expose who I am, but I always told them to their face, I go, you guys are some of the most miserable people I ever met. You know, I don't even know why you took the word gay. You should have took the word miserable, you know, and I'm not trying to be mean about it. It's just that's the way it is. Every one of them seemed not just depressed, but the glass is half full, half empty. Every one of these, everybody I would meet in their gay world, you know, was a half empty type of person, you know.
I'm sure there are people. I hear what you're saying, and I think you're doing it as a friend, being empathetic to saying, you know, should you connect those dots? I mean, there's plenty of reasons people are unhappy, right, and depressed, and it may have nothing to do with their sexuality, right? I mean, my biggest issue with with people who are in same-sex relationships is that, you know, everything seems to be about that, right? I mean, and heterosexuals is not. And I think that's because, again, they feel so jilted, if you will, from society that somehow they're treated and ostracized differently when, I, quite honestly, the vast majority of society is really in a place where, you know, look, if you choose to do that, that's fine. It doesn't mean I need to, you know, bless it or honor it or anything else, but it's America. And, you know, just keep to yourself. And I think that's where a lot of people are, right? I mean, I have no hatred for anyone or anything, any individual on this earth. I just don't. I can't. I don't. Now, there's a lifestyle I don't like, but I'm not going to put that on the human person, right? And I had a priest friend one time tell me that a lot of times, he just said, I don't know how long he'd been in the business, but in the business, that sounds funny, or how long he'd been a priest, but how many confessions he's heard. But he said, I've never had anyone come to me and talk about a same-sex attraction or talk about a family member concerned about another loved one that had a same-sex attraction without having some indication of abuse somewhere in the relationship, right? In other words, there was a child abuse, or there was molestation, or there was something somewhere along the way in the chain that tripped that. And that's, you know, I'm not of the crowd that, you know, you can fix this, you can talk yourself out of it, but because I think there is something psychologically that happens And we'll never know, right? Nobody can know. Nobody can say this accurately. I just think, but there are life moments and there are triggers and different things that happen, whether that be a chemical imbalance, whether that be an abuse that happened that was, they were wronged in some way, whatever. But we shouldn't love them any less, is my point. And I do have empathy for people in their lifestyle for the very example you just described, because can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine knowing, okay, even if I say I feel this way now, who's going to still love me, who isn't? Will I be ostracized from my family? I mean, there are a lot of crosses to bear with that lifestyle.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. They have, you know, the other part of the, you know, without going down that homosexual avenue too much in this thing was how quickly the story was grabbed through the talking points to focus on certain aspects of the, you know, it always does.
That's what we were talking about earlier. Yeah. Was everybody finding a political connection to it? Shane, I'm really glad you shared your story. Hope you don't get any trouble for, as you say, being revealed.
Way,
as,
you know.
But you know what? I have a gay sister. I love her more than anything right now. She's going through some incredible things that I can't even fathom. And know others as well. I just think you need to love them. You know what I mean? You just need to love them, pray for them, and let that all sort out. I appreciate your call. Mark of Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. You asked me to call back and report about the flag at the Optimus Park.
Tell me there's a new beautiful red, white, and blue hanging over Optimus Park right about now.
I wish I could.
Are you kidding me?
No, it hasn't changed. And it does look like it's lit. I think there's light fixtures in the below the pole. So that's taken care of, but the flag is still there.
All right. Well, I'm going to bring a flag. I'll bring a flag.
They didn't have it at half-mast for the Orlando shootings, but...
Say that one more time.
They had it at half-mast.
Oh, so somebody's keeping... So somebody's at least... moving it. Well, my gosh, they're just not recognizing what terrible shape it's in. And if you missed this, Mark called yesterday, and there's a flag at Optimus Park in North Bismarck that was really, really, really bad shape. And on this pole, and it's locked. You can't take it down. And so he's like, somebody somewhere from the Optimus Club has to fix this. So we put it out yesterday towards the end of the show saying, I'll bet somebody will hear this and, you know, if nothing else, go, oh, I'll fix it. But they're lowering it for Orlando, but they're not fixing it. So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring a flag. What size is it? Any guess? Like 3x5?
That sounds right.
Yeah, I'll bring a 3x5 flag today. I'll bring it there. I'm just going to put it at the base of the pole, and then they'll get it next time they lower it or raise it.
Yeah, I don't know who is it that a city park? Does the city, you know, raise and lower it? But
park district, I don't know. We could talk. Can you make a call to the park district and just ask them who would be in control of that up there? I got to think if it's a flag, it's probably somebody, Optimus, they're in charge or something. I don't know. Does the park district have the manpower to take
see
people
what they
to
can find out.
Every park? We'll do a little digging, but I'll bring a flag for sure, okay?
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, let us know if somebody puts it up, though, okay? Appreciate the call. Let's see, Tom, West Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
Good morning, Scott. Actually, it was a two-part. Now it's a two-part thing. I also had a brother that was gay, and he passed away 20 years ago, and I miss him a lot. And but he also had that lifestyle, but very successful. Anyway, I was going to say, you know, every time I see a flag, I have the utmost respect for all veterans. And I think you made the comment about 15, 20 minutes ago as to why we don't see more of them. Well, you've got the forgotten war of Korea and what happened in Vietnam. And look at the generation that has grown up. And so many people now, you know, they don't value the flag like our parents, my dad.
Yeah, maybe it is a generational thing. And you're absolutely right on, you know, Vietnam. We've not thanked them enough. No question about it. Good points, Tom. Sorry, up against the break. Got to run. Call again. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. More of your calls next.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. From starting your child's savings account to closing on your first mortgage. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. Well, that and conveniently designed spaces to make banking even more comfortable for you. Get what you've come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 What is on your mind? We want to know. Call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today. Is it Flag Day? Is it the terror attack in Orlando? Whatever is on your mind. No Election Day chatter today. We're not doing that. We're letting you vote in peace without any electioneering. I do have one. This is a listener that is an election judge and said that less than 40 people have voted in my precinct by 9, so it was 45 minutes ago. I'm an election judge. Some came in saying they are Democrats who just came to vote for Doug Burgum. Well, you can do that in a Republican primary if you put all your votes on the Republican side. So, and I would imagine that's going to be part of the conversation tomorrow at this time. But we're not going to do that today, but that'll be definitely part of the conversation. I'm not of the opinion that's a horrible thing, but I think it will, depending on, you know, where this election turns out, could be interesting. You know, there's so few Democrats in North Dakota. I don't know if they'd have an impact. I don't know. But if it's a close race, they could. I don't know. And if they do, does that matter? Those are all things we can explore on another day. So appreciate the update, though, and we'll take more. From anybody else that's an election judge out there listening on how turnout is and kind of any buzz you're hearing. Again, we're not going to say vote for, he'd be good, he'd be great, she'd be wonderful. None of that today. That's up to you. We are brought to you in part today by our friends of the National Association of Royalty Owners, North Dakota chapter, and I'm fired up because we're getting close next, I guess Thursday and Friday already. My gosh, this is coming up quick. The North Dakota chapter of the National Association of Royalty Owners 4th Annual State Convention is happening at the Ramada Dakota Lodge in Dickinson. Great speaker lineup this year. It's a who's who of the oil and gas industry, Lynn Helms and many others. You don't want to miss that. You'll have information others don't. They're doing a bus tour to the Bakken. They are doing a Medora musical evening, which will be a lot of fun. And great information, even if you're a landman, there's some continuing educational opportunities, certified mineral manager tests that are happening too. And this whole event, if you're a member, is $125. If you're not a member, it's like $150. I mean, it's just really a very, very reasonable event for all this. And I'm looking forward. I'm actually going to be emceeing the final event. Steve McNally is the top Hess man in North Dakota. He and his son, Scott McNally, are joining me for a discussion we did at last year's event on the discussion of the Bakken. And both are just, I mean, well, Steve's been in the business a long, long time, has been literally in every major oil play in the world, every one of them. And here he is now in one of Hess's, you know, important plays, and that's the Bakken. So his knowledge of, you know, okay, those compared to this and where we're going to be versus where we are, it's infinite. It really is. And his son is a Stanford and a Harvard graduate and has done a ton of research. He's been an intern for the state, was an advisor to the state Department of Commerce on oil and gas issues. So they're good. They're really good. And you know, I just get out of the way and ask him questions from the audience. So it's a lot of fun. Love to have you join us. Call 800-558-0557 and say, I want to go. June 23rd, 24th in Dickinson, 800-558-0557. Or you can go online to NARO, NARO-US.org/events. Okay? Great fun. Let's get back to the phones here. We promised we'd do Red Skelton's pledge. And that's coming up. Ralph Peters is coming up. Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, you see him on Fox News Channel. His books are amazing. And also some other fun before we're done today here. Let's see where we're going to go next. How about the Groton, South Dakota? I kind of love the... the folks down, oh, I'm sorry, Mark has been waiting a long time. Groton, I'm getting to you. We got Watford City, we got Bismarck, we got South Dakota, and we got, is it Salem, Minnesota, Mark? Is that where you're calling from?
Groton?
Where are you from?
Right now?
You're on the air. Where are you from?
I'm from Salem.
Yeah, that's what I thought, Salem, Minnesota. Yeah, where's Salem?
In between Roseau and Warren.
Beautiful. Up there by that pristine lake of the woods with some big lunkers there. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, I'm just a little descending on in the USA. We aren't the be-all and end-all of perfect countries in the world. After all, not the biggest shooting mass history wasn't in Orlando. It was in 1890 at Wounded Knee, and they shot down 297 unarmed people. So I guess Native Americans aren't real people, and when the government shoots people down dead, it isn't murder.
Who said that?
That's what happened. 297 people.
No, I know, but you just said, I guess it's not murder. I guess it's, you know, they aren't real people. Whoever said that?
Well, that's the only way it can't be on the headlines is that Orlando being the largest.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Like, yeah. Somebody brought that up yesterday and said that was worse. And somebody else said there was another one. I think they're saying it's the worst shooting in history. So probably it was less guns used at Wounded Knee than bow and arrow. So I think they're saying shooting, but that's small ball, really, isn't it? And you know, the victimhood next to political correctness is probably the biggest plague on America. And the Native American people, I think sometimes, I shouldn't say the Native American people, like in all of them, those that use that and say, "Wounded, see, America hates me because I'm Native American in 2016 because of what happened in Wounded Knee," are doomed to fail before they begin. Without question. Kelly in Bismarck, you're next. I'm just going in the order of when you called in here. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Keith.
Hey, how are you doing, Scott?
Good, sir.
Hey, I was just going to call about that Optimist flag you had on there. The Optimist Club is going to be doing a retiring the flag ceremony today at 12:30. And then the AMVETS will honor guard are going to conduct the ceremony to replace the current American flag and raise a new North Dakota flag.
Awesome. So we got it. Everything's under control.
Yep, it should be good. And then one of the local Boy Scout troops are going to present some veterans with some plaques and some grommets, too, at that ceremony. So.
Okay. Hang on, Keith. I want to get some more details about the timing on that so other people can watch that. What a great deal to do on Flag Day. Just hang on, Keith. We'll chat off the air. More coming up, folks.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm going to talk to you about your bathroom, the bathtub, the shower. You know how it is, right? Close your eyes and picture it how you'd like it to be. Well, guess what? It can be. I'd love for you to call a telephone number. I'll give you in a minute for a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how a new tub, a new shower would look in your home with a Bath Planet Design Studio. It is free. It's an estimate in your home to find out what you can do. By the way, they transform bathrooms in as little as a day. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns to choose from, offering freedom from day-to-day living such as back pain, muscle pain, diabetes, circulatory diseases, and more. And the freedom to bathe in your own home without assistance with a walk-in tub as well. That's right. Go to this website, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, or call 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289. Use my name, Scott, and get a $500 gift certificate free with your purchase from Bath Planet of North Dakota.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast. VaporPalace.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.